T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, the Eli Manning Report is brought to you by Toyota, the Toyota Camry. Highlander and RAV4 have something for everybody. Toyota, let's go places. By Town Fair Tire, nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. And by the First National Bank of Long Island, where the bank where everybody knows your name, member FDIC. We go from the giant head coach to the giant quarterback. Eli Manning joins us now. Eli, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
All right, Eli, your overall thoughts on last night before I ask some questions. What do you got for me? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, just obviously I think it just came down. You know, we just got to do a better job. We got to score points. We got to score touchdowns when we get in the red zone. And that's something that's, you know, we get down there in the first half and second half, and just to not get touchdowns, it just hurts us. It just prevents us from scoring enough points and, you know, at times taking leads or tying games and just, it's frustrating when you have some big plays or you move the ball and have a nice drive and just have to settle for field goal or have to, at one point get nothing on it. So, we got to keep working on that and find ways to get touchdowns.
I mean, you made a ton of big plays last night, Eli. You had 27 receptions for 400 yards. You had Shepard averaged 33.4 on 5 catches. Beckham averaged 18 on 8 catches. You made big plays down the field repeatedly and then had a lot of trouble in the red zone. One problem in the red zone is it would be a lot easier if you guys had a consistent running game, which you don't have, which I think makes it a lot harder to defend in the red zone. That's something you haven't had. How much is that a factor for you?
Well, you know, I think I don't know. I mean, I think it's really just, overall execution. So, you love to be able to just, get down there and run it in and have that mindset. But, we got to throw it also. We got talented receivers. We got a back that can catch. And so, we just, it's a combination. There was opportunities there, I think. And we just got to, just overall 11 guys. Just everybody doing their job and making the throws that are there, making the plays, and just not quite it's just not quite good enough. It's not and that's kind of what the gist of the everything is. It's just finishing drives, it's finishing games, it's just playing a little better in certain scenarios that will give us a better opportunity to win a game.
The play to Beckham, that there was a big debate on the game from the two analysts about whose issue it was on the pass to Beckham. Witten said that against that defense that he saw, he should have continued to the corner. That's where you threw it. The McFarlane countered with, no, it's on Eli. He made the right break on it. Now, that's a defensive lineman versus a tight end who's a Hall of Famer who said, hey, that's not the route you want to run there. I'm going to lean towards Witten because he's Witten. Did he break that off? Did you think he was going all the way to the corner against that coverage?
We were just trying. Yeah, we're trying to run a little out and get a corner route, and it was a combination of both of us. I didn't throw a very good ball, and we kind of got the corner to jump up with the tight end in the flat, and so down there, everything's just got to be precise.
Asking to hang him out, but were you throwing for the corner?
No. We were trying to throw a corner around. Okay. And he was breaking through the corner, but he saw the safety. He was just trying to give an extra move on the safety a little bit and just threw off the timing. The timing just wasn't what it needed to be. And so, unfortunately, I got to do a better job. We can both do better. We can both do a lot better on that scenario. I got to hang in there and maybe just, adjust the throw. It's just, throw it in a little different spot. You just got to be careful because all of a sudden, down there you throw things a little, underthrow things or throw it late. Guys adjust and it gets tight windows.
A lot has been made of the last couple of minutes. Now, I think people have overrated that because you still would have had to kick an onside kick and recover it, which is a 20% play. But here's the one play that I would ask you about whether you would like back, and that was the pass to Shepherd underneath. I thought at that point you needed to go in the end zone and still have, you know, you had about a minute 10 or the clock was running. Did you think you could lead him into the end zone on that play? Is that what you saw from your vantage point? And then he got tackled. Is that when you got Shepherd crossing?
Well, I didn't know if he could score or not. I kind of got flushed out of the pocket there. And, they're in some sort of man. So I thought, you know, could maybe hit it and get it. You know, right. I think at that point we're, you know, right around the 20-yard line or so.
Right.
So, you know, it's gonna be hard to have, you know, take shots at the end zone. You might have to throw something underneath, but you're kind of hoping, hey, you could throw it to him. You know, still a minute, and some change left where,
yep.
Hey, he can maybe split it and get. You know, you kind of hope, hey, maybe gets to the 8-yard line or the 5-yard line. So now, you know, you kind of can take some legitimate shots at the end zone and. And so you just gotta be, obviously it's just hard for the 20 to take shots at the end zone all the time, especially if, you know, they're playing kind of a two man and
gotcha.
Trying to take away some end zone shots. So I think, you know, that was fine. Next play, you know, we hit Rhett, you know, he gets to the 1-yard line, and obviously at that point there was still about a minute left.
Yep.
And unfortunately,
and then the sneak. The sneak is a good play, but it's got to work. If it doesn't work, it's a bad play. That's because it takes too much time. So the sneak. What is there anything that why did the sneaks not work?
Yeah, you know, we just, you know, they got some decent push up front and just wasn't able to kind of sneak in and get the ball. You know, kind of extend the ball out to get across the goal line. So. You know, we've been pretty good at them all year. When we ran them, every time we've gotten that 1 yard or gotten the first down. Unfortunately, I think, you know, missed the first one, and kind of after that, you know, they knew it was coming again that second play, and they just, you know, were piling everybody in there, and sending guys over the top. So unfortunately, just took a lot of time.
Yeah, listen, like I said, a lot's been made of that, but you still would have had to recover an onside kick to get back in the game. I mean, because no matter what you did. Now, you could have done a conventional one, which you couldn't do with 5 seconds left, but still, it's still a 20% play. So it can be a moot point anyway. But again, you guys have just been struggling a lot after moving the ball easily. You've just been struggling a lot down there trying to get the ball in the end zone. Really, all year, it's about you guys finding the end zone.
Yeah, I would agree, and I think it's just in our one win versus Houston, that's kind of where we did pretty well in the red zone. We scored
right.
when we got down.
Even
there.
The Carolina
so,
game, you did. You got beat by the 63-yarder, but you got down there and scored 30
right.
points, and you
and
scored 15
touchdown.
Points in the last 7 minutes of the game. You scored 15 points.
Yeah, so I think obviously that's where your points are going to come. You know, when you're scoring touchdowns in the red zone, not settling for field goals. You know, if that happens, you know, two or three times, that's a big difference in points. That's, you know, that's what gets you in the high 20s and 30 points when you're, you know, getting touchdowns. So, you know, that's just something we got to just clean up, whether it's the run game, the passing game, and just make sure, you know, we're when there are plays and opportunities to get there, you know, we got to make them. And we're just not, you know, we got getting down there close. We're getting down there to the 2-yard line and, you know, a couple times and just not, you know, for whatever reason, just not having, good enough execution to get the touchdowns.
Considering all the time you've been here and considering all the success you've had these years, the last couple of years, can't be any fun. I mean, losing all these games can't be any fun.
No, it's tough. It's tough. And it challenges you, you know, every day just to, you know, just you try to search for, hey, what can you do? What can you do differently? What can you change or can you prepare different? Can you play different? Can you know searching for anything, searching for any answers to help you. And so obviously, you know, it still comes just to great preparation, great work, and just having the mindset that. You're going to go out there and play well and keep the spirits up of guys and, you know, keep the team together and, you know, just understand that, hey, you know, something, you know, at this point, any win can give us a spark, you know, no one's, you know, the division's still, still, no one's running away with this thing. This week we play the division leader in Washington. So, we just need to find a way to just be tough, be mentally tough, and just find a way to get a win. You know, we've been close in a bunch of games and fourth quarter had opportunities and we obviously love to have the lead, but kind of been within that one score at times and just haven't found a way to just hold on, get that edge and make that play or do what we got to do to get that win.
We're talking with Eli Manning, of course. The Giants off another tough loss at 1-6, getting ready for the Redskins this week. It's trade deadline week, Eli. You know it's next Tuesday. There's going to be talk, as there has been, about all the Giants. They already traded Eli Apple. People are going to wonder, what if somebody calls and asks the Giants, can we get Eli Manning? I mean, have you given a lot of thought about, is it very important to you to finish your career in one uniform? A lot of guys it is, some guys it's not. Is it something that is very important to you?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't thought about the trade scenario. This organization and this is the only team I've ever played for, and the only thing I know, and I love the New York Giants. So, I can't. It's hard to imagine being with another organization.
And so you, right now, it's everything you know is you expect to finish your career right here with the Giants.
From right now, that's the mindset.
Yeah, because I mean, I think it's a fair thing for people to speculate. You know, you hear all the rumors. You know, I know you don't pay attention to them, but they're out there and everything. And listen, you have a Super Bowl pedigree. You've been a very good playoff quarterback. So you know, when the Giants at 1-6, people are going to wonder about stuff. They did trade Eli Apple today. You know, they were thinking they might trade other guys off when they get to this point in the season. So it has come up. I just wondered if you've even given it any thought at all.
No, I have not thought about it. Just my focus is trying to get a win for the Giants and get prepared to play this next game and see if we can just turn things around and give ourselves an opportunity.
How tough is this? Is this been different than last year? Has it been just a continuation of last year? Does it feel different than last year? How would you categorize it for us?
No, it feels different. I mean, last year, similar in a sense, early on just had some really tough losses, had leads and lost in last second field goals and a couple games. And then all of a sudden just kind of hit the injury bug. And now all of a sudden we're just, we're short on players. And so you were just trying to figure out how are we going to compete. And so it was definitely, it's different. It's still different. Doesn't mean it's easier. Doesn't mean it might be harder just because you feel like we got players and we got good players that we just got to come together as a team and find ways to help each other out. Offensively, we got to help out our defense. We got to get a lead or we got to score points and get some momentum. Get them playing with the lead. It's different when as an offense when you're down 10 points or down 14 points. It makes you kind of force things. And so if we can help out, get the lead and force other teams into mistakes, we got to do that. So we just got to, find ways to play better as a team and to kind of complement each other. And I still feel we got a lot left in this team and still coming around. And, we got new guys playing, new guys up front and young guys and guys playing for the first time. And so, we're just all trying to, kind of come together and we just got to clean it up a little bit.
You know, you've been here a very long time. You've been here for a generation for fans. You've been here now for, going on 15 years. How much different is it week to week? I would think it's immeasurable when you're winning and when you're losing. It's got to be just such a different feeling, just even in preparing week to week, winning and losing, right? I mean, you went through a stretch. I was just looking at it, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You went 8 years in a row without having a losing season. That's got to be tough now with what's going on. When you went 8 years without a losing year, you didn't have one losing year in 8 years.
Yeah, no, it is tough, and you try to – you try to figure out what's different, why you know, it didn't seem that hard for some of those years. And, you know, it is hard. You always had, you know, tough games and just, you know, you seem to all of a sudden bounce out and have that game where, you know, had guys open or defense, you know, had turnovers and you just, you know, you won games, you know, with the lead and were able to kind of run out the clock in the fourth quarter. And you're like, how do we get to that? And how do we get back to that? And so, it's funny how, you know, it can just, you know, it can change. And when all of a sudden, you know, you have a team that's hot and confident and just things seem to work out. And then you have a team that's just, you know, you're struggling at times and, you know, you're not catching breaks and you're just not, it's just not working out on all cylinders to figure out a way to get a win. And, you know, and those teams that win, it's, hey, they get a, you know, they get a block punt or they return a kickoff or they just, you know, you kind of catch some breaks and you make plays in certain scenarios that give momentum. And we're just not getting those plays. And a lot of it's, you know, that's on us. Hey, we score touchdowns. It still comes down to execution. We got to score touchdowns in the red zone and get that lead and get that momentum and help out our defense and, you know, help out everybody.
Is it hard for even someone who's lived this every day like you have? Can you see a palpable difference between teams like this and teams like your teams that were really successful? Can you see, would it be a noticeable difference, or is it so subtle that it's such a little thing you don't even see it?
Yeah, I think it's very subtle. I mean, I think it's very subtle, and it's not a huge difference. I think, you know, that's the funny thing, you know, in this league, there's not a huge difference in a, you know, for us, a team that, you know, when you score, you know, whatever, 20 points or score, you know, 30 points, those 10 points, it's just a few plays. It's a, you know, it's a third down play in the red zone. It's you know, a third down conversion. It's, you know, just those things and not settling for field goals and getting touchdowns can make a big difference in scoring that many more points and winning football games.
You know, it really is. It's interesting. I mean, it's a remarkable thing. I'm sure. I'm sure there's days where you're longing for those days of old. Huh? I mean, it's got to be, because I always think that the toughest sport is an NFL team in the second half of a bad year, because it's such a physical game that takes so much preparation and so much physically to play it that it's hard to do that when you're losing. It's got to really take a lot out of you.
Yeah, and that's how we got to, you know, we got to stick together, and we got to, you know, we just got to, you know, hang in there, and, you know, we got young guys, we got new guys, so we just got to keep everybody dialed in and keep, you know, like I said, we're doing some good things. We're making some big play, you know, some big plays. There's not, you know, there's not a ton of, you know, mental mistakes and guys not trying. There's great effort. There's great fight to the very end, you know, guys giving their all and, you know, close, you know, or a couple long field goals that got, you know, other teams are making from having chances to win football games. And so, you know, we got to just keep fighting, keep getting better, keep expecting to go out there and, you know, score every time we get the ball and get leads and hold on to leads and win football games.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Not easy for you to come on. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Eli. Eli Manning. And again, one thing you can say, folks, and I think it's genuine from both of them, is neither Shermer and amazingly Eli, because Shermer is his first year here. And you can say he inherited a lot of this stuff. He inherited a 3-13 team. He hasn't turned it around, but he did inherit a 3-13 team. Now, we all thought it wasn't a 3-13 team, but that meant fixing things, and they haven't fixed it. So you can get on him for that. Eli has not lost any of that enthusiasm. You can see it. I mean, you can almost hear it. I don't think it's an act. I really believe that, but it's got to be tough. I just ran down because I, while he was on, I punched up his record, and I looked and I said, man, I know they had a run in there. Now, I'm not saying they won 11 games. Well, here it is right here. His first full year, they went 11-5. Second year, they go 8-8, 10-6, 12-4, 8-8. 10-6, 9-7, 9-7, 9-7, then 7-9, 6-10, 6-10, 11-5, 3-12, 1-6. He went 8 straight years where he didn't have a 8 straight years without a loss. And then since then, he's had 7-9, 6-10, 6-10, 11-5, 3-12, and 1-6. So his first 8 years, he never was worse than 8-8, and he was only 8-8 twice. He had 6 winning seasons, 2 8-8 seasons in his first 8 years. In his last 6 years, he has had 1 winning season. And obviously in those first 8 years, there was also 2 Super Bowl wins. So, I mean, it has been a tough last 6 years, no question. His lifetime record, regular season, is now 112-109. It was, 2 years ago, 108-90. It is now 112-109. It was 108-90. So he's gone from being 20 games over 500 to being 3 games over 500 for his career. He's won 4. And now remember, he didn't, I guess he did. He started all those games. Last year, 3-12, they gave him. That's it. Because he's only missed 1 game in all that time. And remember, the 1-6, his first year, that goes on his lifetime record. The 1-6, the first year was the end of the season. He only started 7 games and he went 1-6 to finish that season. His first full season, he went 11-5. So his first 8 years, he had no losing seasons with the Giants and 2 Super Bowl wins. That's a heck of a run. And then since then, 1 winning season. And the last 2 years, 4-18 with him as the starter. And so he's gone from being 20 games over 500 as a starter to 3 games over 500 as a starter. Now, add in his postseason, where I think he's 9-3 lifetime. I think that's what it is. I have to check, but I think it's 9-3 lifetime. So that would up his record a little bit. But he's 112-109 now in the regular season. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.